Well, we've had a lot of folks come through here, and we're going to speak with Tina Hamrick of Bits. Tina, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, we are doing very, very well. We've been very well fed. You know, Barb McCann's done a wonderful job of bringing us food over throughout the course of this entire show, so we will not go home hungry. I can promise you that. Well, this has been a lot of fun so far. This Business Expo, a lot of folks rolling through here today. This has been a lot of fun to be a part of.
Absolutely. This is so much fun. I'm meeting tons of people. There's like 100 different vendors here. Personally, for myself, I'm reconnecting with a lot of people that I haven't seen in a while. So we had an hour before that we were able to go through, talk to everybody. So I got to see all the vendors. That's where some of the value is for my company, Boutique IT, because we're an outsourced IT department. Every one of these vendors need me for something.
Hey, everybody has an IT need of some sort. So BITS is Business Internet Tech Service, correct?
No, we're Boutique IT Solutions.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, you're close. You're close. Yeah, Barb always gets it messed up, but we're going to blame Barb for that. She fed you, so you can't be mad at her.
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, so in a nutshell, you
we're in the same building,
yeah,
right? Suddenly my mishap doesn't look so bad.
Are we at Crocker Park? Yeah, who's been drinking already, right?
Sure, there are a lot of places to go to do that later. As a matter of fact, they hit you with that the second you walk through the door at that bar on the right.
Right? I know. You got the bar, you've got the people, you've got the food, you've got the fun, and it's just a good time.
Yeah, so tell us more about what you do. You mentioned that you guys are an IT company. What kinds of services do you provide?
We are the outsourced IT for small to medium business. So if you need Office 365 installed, we'll do that for email, for calendar sharing. We'll remove viruses. We set up servers. We do wireless. We do wired and cabling. Anything a small business would use from a technology perspective, we'll do that for them. So if you're too small not to have IT, but you're too large to bring it in-house, then they outsource it to us. Sure. So if, you know, I'm sure at the radio station you guys have an IT department. You call them up when something's broke and they take care of it for you.
Sure.
Well, most of these companies that I take care of don't have that internal IT, so they call me instead.
Well, what's one of the biggest reasons? I know you just pretty much alluded to it, but what are some of the things you see when you go into small businesses and you think, you should have given me a call a little bit later, we could have helped out on this aspect? I imagine there's a lot, especially in technology. It seems people either know it or they don't.
And that's true. A lot of people I find, they're intimidated by technology, and because they're intimidated by it, they won't admit they don't know how to fix something.
Uh-huh.
So they struggle. So what I try to tell them is, don't struggle. Just call me right away. I just had this yesterday where somebody, they spent an entire day trying to fix a printing problem.
Wow.
And then they call us, and my guy, he's like, I hate you guys, because we went click, click, and it was fixed. He goes, I spent all day yesterday. And I go, whose fault is that? You know, so
sure.
A lot of people won't admit they don't understand the technology because it's so vital to their business. But don't struggle. Call us.
Well, and see, there are a lot of different things, I think, that you could do with IT if you know how to use it. But you're right, a lot of people don't know how to use it. A lot of folks out there are really good handymen or handywomen. You know, they know how to fix plumbing problems. A lot of times they may know how to fix a flooring problem. As a matter of fact, we had John Toth on earlier who could do all that kind of thing. But you're right, a lot of people just don't know what to do when it comes to IT. And, boy, if you don't, if you try and do it yourself, I really kind of feel like that opens the floodgates for a lot of really bad things to happen.
Yeah, and they say that in statistical purposes, people only use about 10% of their technology. They learn what they need to know. They'll learn a device. They learn their smartphones. They'll learn a laptop or a particular software. But they'll only learn exactly what they need to do for their particular job. And they won't go beyond that. So there's 90% more that you can use that piece of equipment for or that software for that you're oblivious to. I use my dad as a great example all the time. He's, you know, 76 years old, and every day I'm showing him something new and he's just amazed by it, but he's open to learning more stuff. You know, he still calls everything the Google though, and you know, I went on the Craigslist, so
yeah,
you know, totally different.
Near you.
Knows how to use the Google on the internet machine, right?
Right. Yeah, that internet, yes, it's magic. That's what Marjorie over at the chamber office calls me, Miss Magic, because she thinks it's amazing I can remote into a computer and fix it, and I'm moving the mouse. It's still, there's a lot of people that are intimidated by technology. They don't understand that you got to use the power of technology for good, not evil.
Certainly. It seems obviously big businesses have a reason for technology and all the others, but it seems with small businesses, medium-sized businesses you mentioned, I mean, typically the owner's playing a much bigger role in the aspects of selling and playing kind of every part in there, and that technology can really keep them there. I mean, that's where you guys would come in. He can have it all at his fingertips, if that makes any kind of sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. I mean, it used to be 10, 15 years ago, technology wasn't competitive.
Yeah.
If you were a large enterprise company, you could afford, you know, the golden, you know, goose, so to speak. And small businesses just had to struggle along with what they have. Technology has completely changed over the last 10 years with Office 365, virtualization of servers, hardware prices going down. As a small business owner, you can be completely competitive and kind of like the whole act as if, you know, scenario where you're just perfect. You have all these things at your fingertips that you can use for technology that you didn't have before, and you kind of operate like an enterprise.
Golden goose. See, that's the second straight day now Willy Wonka's been referred to on our show in some form or fashion. See, I was hoping you were going to go golden goose with that, because a lot of people forget all about that whole movie in general, but I'm glad you dropped that one on us. See, IT, too, is an ever-changing industry as well.
Right.
It seems like what was beneficial yesterday might not be today. They've evolved, they've moved on to something else, and I would imagine that certainly makes your job a lot of fun, but also challenging as well.
It does. I have a tech that's been with me a long time, and he says he thinks he has the only job that every day he wakes up and says, what don't I know today? Because it changes every single day, but normally it changes for the good. You know, they're getting rid of things that are obsolete and they're moving forward. Like your voice over IP is so much better. It got rid of long distance fees for people. It interconnected people that have multi-locations where they couldn't do those things before. And, you know, you've got your Office 365. It's competitive. It gives you all your things at one. How many of us have 15 different devices? We've got a tablet and a soft phone of some sort and your laptop and a desktop. And it used to be none of those were interconnected. Now they're all interconnected. So you're right. I mean, technology changes every day. I like to think for the better, but, you know, we still have all of our problems with cybersecurity and such. So it's, you know, that double-edged sword.
How much of your job is about that? I mean, just updating businesses and getting them up to date with technology.
Every day.
Yeah.
Constantly. I do a lot of educational stuff for businesses because they don't know what they don't know when it comes to technology. And a lot of it right now with all the breaches and cyber attacks out there, they're not sure how to stop them, what they can do about it. And a lot of it's just education. You know, I tell people don't be a Clicky McClickerton.
I like that.
But,
I take that.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Good.
I am.
Yeah.
But it's honestly the truth. It's like, you know, brother, heal thyself. You know,
sure.
Quit clicking on stuff that's going to give you a virus or that's going to cause you an issue. Normally, when people click on something or do something, they immediately, as soon as they do it, they're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
They know they shouldn't have done it, but they did it anyways.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the nature of technology today with the cyber criminals, they make everything so enticing. You know, and there's a reason behind it. They're either using fear or they're using, you know, something that's going to pull you in. So, yeah, it's a lot of education with technology, but it's fun.
Well, no question about it, too. And like you said, I mean, education is the most powerful tool that you can think of, because the more you know about that, the more you know you probably can get away with it, a certain scenario, what you can't get away with. I mean, look, Wi-Fi is a good example. Look, if you're using public Wi-Fi, you probably shouldn't be buying anything and putting your credit card number out there, right?
I mean, well, yeah, I would say that's pretty good advice.
Right. Right? But a lot of people don't know that, though, right? They feel like because the internet is there and it's available to them that they can use it, but there are limits to what you can and can't do under the circumstances.
There is, and there's also, I think, like you said, the knowledge is power, you know?
Sure.
They've got individuals that say, Microsoft called me today. I'm like, Microsoft will never call you. And they fall for these things because it's Microsoft that called them, or, oh, I got an email from, you know, the post office that says I have a package. The post office, and how did the post office get your email address? That's what I want to know. How did
right.
they get it? So people need to think and be a little smarter sometimes when, you know, they're in those situations. Because you're right, knowledge is power. It's not anything that I do is rocket science. I mean, it's not. It's just, I think maybe I just have better ways of approaching, you know, what to do. I can educate people, and I know, you know, how to use the technology 90%, not just that 10% that we were talking about before.
No question. Well, Tina, before we cut you loose, how can we get a hold of you online if you want, if we have more questions? If we don't know not to use internet in a wide open space where people have access to my personal information, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can find me at my website, which is www.bitsbusinessit.com. That's B-I-T-S, businessit.com. Or they can call us at 440-478-0102.
Awesome. Tina, thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.